Full cost of Uttersford Council waste fiasco revealed. Uttersford Council's waste collection fiasco, where it was unable to collect fully residents' waste for 2 weeks, causing rubbish to pile up on streets due to failing to fund a licence holder, cost taxpayers more than £75,000, it has been revealed. A report to full council revealed the series of events that led to a potentially record number of complaints. The licence holder revocation meant the council's fleet of 10 main waste collection trucks, 2 commercial waste vehicles and 1 smaller truck used for narrower lanes was off the road for 2 weeks, from January the 24th to February the 6th. For the first 3 days, the residual waste bins and food caddies for 3/4 of the district were not emptied and thus began a backlog. By the following week, a patchwork quilt of alternative providers began to come online, increasing in volume day by day until a peak of 9 big trucks and crews were on the road. Some of these crews worked full and long days, while others came over to Uttersford in the early afternoon at the end of their shifts in Braintree. Some of these crews and trucks also worked on Saturdays, Sundays and Mondays. Almost £68,000 has been paid to District Braintree Council and £36,000 to a skip company. After deducting items representing double counting and recoverable costs, the episode cost Uttersford Council taxpayers £75,319. The council has been open about its failure but said that it comes out stronger with more robust systems in place. A report to councillors concluded there was a significant failing in the proper management of the process to cope with the unplanned and immediate departure of the operator's licence holder. It added, "This failure to ensure a timely replacement was due to human error and happened in the complex context of mitigating factors. However, this situation underlines the absence of a systemic solution to managing such major risks and critical service dependencies." Chair of Uttersford's Operational Resilience Task and Finish Group, Councillor Bianca Donald, said, "Our disruption to the waste and refuse collection did not cover us in glory, but I think that our response to it was very good." She added, "The council is now identifying where else the council may be at risk of single points of failure." She added, "So from this disappointing situation, we should, as a body, come through stronger and with a more robust system in place."